Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God gave fathers a great responsibility. Fathers are the guides and the mentors of the next generation. And this is something that all dads need to realize. Every father must remember that one day his children will follow his example and not merely his advice. There's a noted English politician who was credited with creating this phrase. It's do as I say, not as I do. Have you heard that expression? Do as I say, not as I do. Believe it or not, it was written in a book in 1654. And that suggests that the relevance of that phrase has stood the test of time. It's important, and I'm talking to, you know, I'm talking to dads, but a whole lot more than dads. I'm not limiting my discussion to biological fathers and grandfathers and single parents. I'm actually talking to godly mentors of children as well. It's important for you to realize that to be effective with children, you have to model the behavior that you expect from them. You can't just say, do as I say and not as I do. One of the problems that we have in our society today is how they underrate the importance of a father in the home. And men have done families great harm because they have believed that lie. The truth is, there is no guaranteed substitute for a father but God himself. In Psalm 68 and verse 5, it says, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. Now, researchers state the impact upon a child's self-image, self-esteem, and confidence is connected to the father. A woman once wrote a pastor the following, I was a disappointment to my father. He wanted a son. So he never hugged me, he never praised me, or told me that he loved me. I have forgiven him, but my self-esteem is very low. I am often depressed. I am guilt-ridden. I am 85 years old. A father's words and actions toward their children are difficult to erase. And perhaps you didn't receive the love and the approval from your earthly father. Well, I have good news. There's a heavenly father who loves you, and he always has and always will. And can we pause and give him some praise right now? That's so important because we all need to be affirmed. We all need to be loved. We need that touch of a father in our lives. And I already told you what researchers say. It's so much. I mean, I could fill a few pages with what they say about the importance of a father to a child. Well, God knew that life wasn't going to be perfect and every person wasn't going to have a father in their life or the perfect dad that they should have. And so when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he dealt with that. He said in Luke chapter 11 that we should address God as our Father. Every person can address God as their Father. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one. I want to pause and I want to repeat that God is our Heavenly Father. And He wants to be our Savior every single day. In Isaiah 63 and 16, it says, "But you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us or Israel acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father. You are our Redeemer." Now, some people may say, "Well, I don't know God like that. I don't know God as my Father." Well, by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, He makes you a child of God. Bible says in John 1 and 12, to all who believe Christ and accept Him, He gave them the right to become the children of God. And God's love is unconditional. It's never ending. Now, you can't earn it, but you can't escape it, and you can't erase it, because He loves you. It's His grace, unmerited favor. Romans 8 and 38 is a great verse. It talks about how we can't be separated from God's love. It says, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the power of hell can separate us from God's love." There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. So feel free to come boldly to the throne of grace, to talk to the Lord, to share whatever is going on with you in your life. And dads, God wants every father to mirror that love and God's character in their families. So today I want to mention three roles God equips fathers to play in the lives of their children and their families. And number one is God called you to be the priest of the home. God has called fathers to be the priest of their home. Now, the priests of the Old Testament were ordained as mediators between God and the people. And the priests led the children of Israel through their prayers, their sacrifices to God, and their service to God. So the Bible shows us that the father is the one who builds the altar in the family. He is the one who establishes prayer in the family. In Genesis chapter 8 and 20, it says, Noah built an altar to the Lord. In Genesis 22 and 9, it says, Abraham built an altar to the Lord. In Genesis 35 and 7, it says, Jacob built an altar. Fathers, your role in your family is to build an altar. You are to establish family devotions. You are to teach your children to pray, to read the Bible, to obey God, to serve God. And when you do that, God will bless you with favor, and God will bless your family. In Exodus chapter 19 and 5, it says, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. That means you will have divine favor. It goes on to say, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests. Dads, your role in the family is to build an altar, a place of prayer. And I'm going to encourage dads again. You know, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about praise, which is so important to God. It's important, dads, that you kind of monitor, especially your kids, your young people, see if they're really praising God. Perhaps they don't really understand what it means to praise God, but again, you're like a spiritual leader in the family. You establish the place of prayer. You establish the altar in the family. Don't just allow them to sit down on God during praise and during worship. In Hebrews chapter 13 and 15, it says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name. Establish the altar and God will answer your prayers, Dad. He will answer your prayers for your entire family. I want to give you an example in Genesis 25 and 21. It says, Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived twins. Guys, be careful for what you pray for. No miracles will happen, just maybe not the way you think. God gives us the equipment, the heavy lifting for our families. He wants us to pray for them, guys.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Number two, fathers are divine protectors. Fathers are divine protectors. It's important for you to go to God on behalf of your family. And you should expect God to help you when you come. Now, this is important. Remember that your children are only loaned to you. They really belong to God. In fact, it's God's intention that children will serve and worship the God of their fathers. When God introduced himself to the children of Israel, listen to what he said. He said, I'm the God of your fathers. Don't you know me? In Exodus 3 and 15, it says, moreover, God said to Moses, thus you will say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. See, God is the God of your family. They may not all know it yet, and that's why you have to inform them. He knows every family member. He remembers. He knows what's going on in every person's life. And that's why we have to trust him. And our relationship with God never ends through generations. The Bible says that he's our God for 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 9 says, understand therefore that the Lord your God is indeed God. There is no other God, in other words. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commandments. God expects you to introduce your children to him. And he expects you to step in when they get in trouble. Because that's what he does. You represent God in the family. God wants you to be their help or to seek out help for them when they're in trouble. Don't just stand there, do something. God wants fathers to be proactive and to get spiritual help when they think that their kids are in trouble or in bondage to something or somebody. The Bible tells us of a man in Mark 9 and 17 who did that. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, Lord, I brought my son so that you can heal him. He's possessed with an evil spirit that won't allow him to speak. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. So he brought the child to Jesus. And Jesus, looking at the crowd of onlookers and how it was growing, the Bible says, he just rebuked the evil spirit. He said, listen, you spirit, come out of that child, make him able to speak, and do not enter into him anymore. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion, but then left him. There's another story in the Bible, and this is found in Judges 6 and 25, about Gideon. We've heard so much about Gideon and his 300 and just what a powerful man he was. But before he got there, guess what? His father intervened when he was in trouble because there were a group of men trying to take his life. Listen to the story. That night, the Lord said to Gideon, take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that is 7 years old, and pull down your father's altar to Baal. Now, his father was not serving the Lord at that time, and he was worshiping a false god, Baal. And God is telling his son, this is what I want you to do. So the Bible says, he cut it down, and he cut down the Asherah pole standing next to it. Then he built an altar to the Lord on the hilltop of the sanctuary. The next morning, as the people of the town began to stir, someone discovered that the altar of Baal had been broken down and the pole destroyed. Someone said, Gideon did it. Gideon did it. So then the men of the city, they went to Joash, his father, and said, bring out your son that we may kill him, because he has torn down the altar of Baal and because he has cut down the wooden image that was next to it. But Gideon's father, Joash, stood up to the crowd that was pressing against him, and he said, are you going to fight Baal's battles for him? How do you look fighting for a god? Are you going to save him? And then he said to them, and anyone who takes Baal's side will be dead by the morning. And I think they understood what he was trying to say. He defended his son, even to the point of death. Fathers, God really expects you to get involved in the lives of your children, especially defending them. You are their protector. In fact, we need to say it. Repeat after me, dads. God has assigned me to be the protector of my children and my family, and I will do it. If you mean that, give God a hand of praise. And women, you appreciate that, so you give God a hand of praise. Yeah, about the same. Okay. All right. There was a man named Jairus, and he ran to find Jesus to save his dying child. This is found in Luke chapter 8 and verse 41. It says, then the man Jairus, he was a leader of the local synagogue. He came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading for him to come home with him because his only daughter was 12 years old and she was dying. While they were on the way, a messenger came from his house and said, your daughter died. There's no need in troubling the teacher now. Now look, regardless of the way things look, God does not want you to give up on your children. He doesn't want you. Some may say, well, they have gotten out there so far now. They'll never turn around. They'll never come back. The devil is a liar. God is the God of your family. And you need to remember that. Because he saved you, that means he wants to save them all. You and your family shall be saved. Doesn't it say that? Don't give up on your family members. Don't give up on your children. When Jesus heard that, he turned around and said, Jairus, don't be afraid. Just have faith. Keep believing that you'll be healed. But she's dead. Keep believing. The Bible says as Jesus got to the house, it was filled with people weeping and wailing. And he said, stop weeping. She isn't dead. She's only asleep. But the crowd laughed at Jesus because they knew that she had died. You know what the Lord will do many times? He'll change the situation by showing that there's always hope. Don't say it's over. It's not over. You know why? Because with men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Never count any situation out as long as there's a God. As long as God is sitting on the throne, there are possibilities. miracles can happen. Things can change. And dads, you need to feel that way about your children and about your family. No matter how bad it looks, believe that God is going to bring a change. The Bible says, so Jesus went in and he took the mother and the father, Peter, James, and John. Now, this is something else. He threw everybody else out who was laughing at him. And this is very important for you to understand. Don't associate with those who doubt your miracle. Don't associate with people who say, yeah, yourself on out of here. People who doubt your miracle can prevent your answer. And I'm talking about loved ones and friends. They don't have the faith. But see, it's not their family. It's your family. You've got to be smart enough to say, you don't belong in here. You need to get on the other side of the door. Because if you're not agreeing with me that a miracle can happen, that God can change this, you don't belong in this room. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible says Jesus went to the little girl and took her by the hand, and with a loud voice, and she was dead, so he talked louder. My child, get up. And at that moment, her life returned, and immediately she stood up. Jesus said, she's hungry. Give her something to eat. Can you imagine how they felt in that room? It's not too late to believe, folks. It's not too late to say God can work a miracle here. I said God can work a miracle here. It doesn't matter what the doctor said. God can work a miracle here. God wants to work a miracle if we'll simply believe it. Now, some children have left your relationship and God. But I want you to remember the parable of the prodigal son. Because it's real. Keep on praying for that child to come to themselves. Say, Lord, let my child come to themselves. They act a little weird and crazy now. But let them come to themselves. I'm assuming if you're a Christian, you brought them in the way of the Lord. You taught them the scriptures. You prayed with them. You believed in God. They saw your godly example. And so you're praying for God to bring them back to that place of the example they saw in the household. It's interesting because the Bible tells us that's exactly what happened to the prodigal son in Luke 15 and 17. It says, when he came to himself, he said, I will arise and go back to my father. And the awesome thing about it is the father was expecting him to come back. The Bible says here that he had compassion. When he saw, he ran, fell on his neck, and he kissed him. I'm going to say it again. Your children will return if you don't stop praying for them. If you expect God to answer that prayer. Let me give you the last one real quick. Fathers are prophets of blessing. Fathers are prophets of blessing. A spoken blessing upon your child may produce a prophetic outcome and really establish their future. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, it says, then Jacob called together all his sons and said, gather around me and I will tell you what will happen to each of you in the coming days. Come and listen, you sons of Jacob. Listen to Israel, your father. Folks, believe it or not, God gave to godly fathers the ability to prophesy a blessing upon their children. And blessings are conveyed through spoken words, just like curses. Isn't it interesting that God can endow a father with the ability to speak a blessing, even a prophetic blessing over his child's life, and God will respect that and cause it to come to pass.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Fathers, God's Priests, Protectors, and Prophets. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.